Well, given recent cyber attacks and security breaches, Australia's looking behind the times on cyber security. So how can we have a proper election when our cyber security itself doesn't seem to be up to scratch? The Wire's Rowan Neagle reports.
In the wake of the interference in the 2016 US election, there is a question yet to be answered here in Australia. Are we prepared to have a federal election without foreign interference? In the rapidly evolving world of information warfare, protecting your data is more important than ever. Personal data can be used to target and influence your beliefs about the world. And David Vail, chair of the Australian Privacy Foundation, believes citizens aren't adequately protected.
In Australia, unfortunately, not only don't we have the right to sue for breach of privacy, but particularly the two main political parties are very reluctant to actually have independent, evidence-based investigation in the same way that they had in Europe and the US. And so what you have in Australia is basically assurances or unsubstantiated claims that, yeah, this is really essential. You know, we really need data retention. Those were the claims that were proven in both Europe and the US to be grossly overstated, and in fact so overstated that they concealed, you know, grossly disproportionate risks in that data retention. So, you know, the major parties have left us generally exposed without any right to sue for breach of privacy, unlike everywhere else. And the political parties in particular have given themselves an extra layer of protection by giving them extra exemptions from even the weak stuff that we do have. My simple sort of prescription for all of this would be to fix those two things first, you know, to get rid of the political party exemptions and to finally give us the right to sue for breach of privacy. And then you may find that those sorts of possible liability and possibly being held to account or responsible won't fix everything, but it may make, you know, the idea of maybe data minimization or being very cautious, so, you know, using precautionary approaches rather than going on a spree might be more popular.
David Vail, chair of the Australian Privacy Foundation. Dr. Alana Morishet, professor of cybersecurity and behaviour, believes that there is no surefire way to protect Australians from misinformation campaigns.
The brain is easily influenced with certain kinds of factors, and it's not something that users can even control ahead of time. So even if they wanted to not be influenced by those factors, it works in a much more subtle, almost subliminal way in the background.
Is there any provisions taken by the current government to sort of help minimalize the effects of these things?
They're starting to wake up, and in India recently before the elections, they passed a regulation quickly through, where they put internet service providers and other entities such as Google, Facebook, Apple on notice that if they gave them certain things they needed to shut down, they had to shut it down within an immediate cycle, I believe was 24 hours, or they'd be subject to all of these fines. But it's also very dangerous because that's a really effective way for influence to be done based on suppressing opinion. And you do not want your voters' opinion suppressed in a democracy, but you want the harmful, deliberately manipulative items filtered. And there's no software and there's no mechanisms for doing that in a super fashion. In other jurisdictions where the government always had heavy censorship and influential campaigns running, people are a little bit more tuned into that and they know what the factors and the things to look out for. In Australia, we're not used to that, so we're not going to be very good at it.
So we're going to be just that bit more vulnerable.
We're not going to be good at that. Yeah. We've never had any practice. We'll be terrible. It's not something that we expect. It's not something that users, citizens have had years of experience in practicing.
What are you going to be looking out for with the upcoming election?
Any swift changes to parliamentary powers to see what sort of powers they're going to authorize. I think there are going to be a lot of stories and false stories around refugees in order to influence certain kind of voting sectors. Potentially some interesting issues around mining and climate change. I would say those will be the two factors where we'll see a lot of fake news, but who knows what else.
Dr. Alana Morishet, Professor of Cybersecurity and Behaviour from Western Sydney University. She was speaking to The Wire's Rowan Neagle.